This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
One of Love Island's hottest bombshells, Bilicis, joins me now to have a chat all about your time spent in the villa this summer. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
First off, Bilicis, how are you feeling now that the whirlwind of Love Island has all calmed down a little bit?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I feel like life has been very chaotic the last 2 days, but it's been good chaos, so I can't complain.
That's great, because I can imagine it's a bit of a whirlwind when you finish the show, you have to fly back to Ireland. Then, of course, you get to do lots of interviews and podcasts and everything like this. And you might go, hang on a minute, a couple of weeks ago, I was in the Love Island villa and now I'm straight back down to earth. Does it take a little bit of pressure to try and make an instant impact to I suppose, keep up with everything?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel like, obviously, coming out of the show and not having your phone for maybe 4 to 5 weeks, it's one of those where, like, when you get your phone back and then suddenly you're a known person, it does take a lot of adjusting. And as well as that, I feel like there's, like, this underlying pressure to be, like, active and present and just always online while there's just this big buzz surrounding the show.
Yeah, definitely. What was it like walking in as a bombshell? Was there that moment where you were like, oh my God, I'm in the Love Island villa, here we go?
Oh my days. I was so nervous. Like, I was literally, I remember when I was in the car on my way to the date, I was in the car with Ryan and one of the staff and I couldn't stop talking. Poor Ryan was nervous, but he was more quieter. I was like literally about to explode. So yeah, I think I was so nervous, but I was also excited as well. I think I was excited because I was watching the show and I was really enjoying the season. So I was like, yeah, I can't wait to get in there.
That's brilliant. So you actually got to watch the show before you went in. So you kind of knew who the people were before you went into the Love Island villa.
Yeah, I would say watching the show gave me a bit of context in terms of like what the situation was like and maybe what to expect. But at the same time, it's weird because even though I was watching it, I couldn't predict or I couldn't pre-plan anything because everything this season for me was very much like unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I guess, you know, a lot of people are going to be wondering if they've aspirations themselves to try and get into the Love Island villa. Did you get scouted or was this something that you always wanted to do and you kind of chose for yourself, right, 2025, the summer of 2025, this is when I am going to try and get myself into that Love Island villa?
I actually got a DM on Instagram.
Brilliant.
So I guess that's how I was found. But then I did have to go through the whole application process. So send a video, do the interviews, fly to London, basically everything that anyone will have to do. So I had to do that as well. And I would say that if you're maybe hoping to get on the show, very much be ready to be yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be shy. Don't be reserved. And be ready to share your dating stories. I really love to hear how you are in situations when it comes to dates, talking stages, exes. That kind of adds a bit of more context to how you could be like in the villa.
Yeah, yeah. And the big question that lots of people are going to be wondering, did you actually find love in the villa?
Oh my days. I unfortunately did not find love. Oh, I as single as ever, yeah.
And what was your favourite part about being in the villa? Because we only get to see a short snippet of your time and how all of you guys react and interact with one another. But you've got cameras on you 24/7.
Yeah, I would say one of my favourite times from the villa was probably when we did the raunchy race challenge. So I think it was Castle versus the main villa. That was so fun. I think at that point, everyone was so competitive and it made everything just extra funny. I think one thing about us in that villa is we always found laughter in anything. So it was just the most funniest thing ever. But at the same time, we're trying to be serious.
Yeah, yeah. What's something that we didn't see on camera that you'd maybe love people to know? Is there any, you know, downtime that you get to maybe enjoy takeaway or something like that? And things that we kind of don't really see. Some behind the scenes action.
I think, obviously, because this season was so chaotic and there was so much drama, I think a lot of people didn't get to see the other sides of conversations. So conversations where we got to know people on a deeper level, on a funny level. So I think that's something that has been really nice in terms of like, from my experience, like every single person in that I genuinely have love for. And obviously there's some that I'm really, really close with, and I'm really happy that I was able to form those friendships within my journey.
I love that. You were already obviously known on social media before Love Island. How has the show changed the way that you approach your content or your own brand?
That is a very good question. I think, okay, prior to Love Island, I was very much known for the aesthetics. So posting aesthetically pleasing photos and videos, which I still aim to do.
Yeah.
But from the show, I think one thing I'm definitely aiming to do more is show more of myself as a person, talk to the camera more, be more vulnerable, be more open, like just share more about myself. Like aesthetic photos are nice and all, but in the end of the day, who are you and who and what do you stand for? And I think that in itself has a greater value.
Yeah, I love that. Obviously, you know, you were one of our favorite contestants on Love Island because obviously you're Irish, but as well as that, you really brought that Irish charm and you seem to be so nice to people. And sometimes in such chaos, you were the voice of reason sometimes throughout the show. How did you manage to stay grounded in the middle of sudden fame and online attention? Like you mentioned, you got your phone back and I'm sure it was blowing up with everybody wanting to talk to you and wanting to, you know, invite you onto different shows and all of that kind of stuff. But you've managed to try and stay grounded throughout it all. Is that something you've always done?
I think for me, that's a good question. I think for me, because I've been doing content for so long, having this opportunity where I've been pushed on such a huge platform is something that I'm very grateful for. So for me, I think what I'm always remembering is that this is such a huge blessing and I should have like taken it for granted, or I should understand how impactful the show was.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess, you know, a lot of people will wonder, you've obviously got the beauty room in the Love Island Villa with the best of things. I nearly had to pause sometimes and go, oh my gosh, what are they using? What are those products? What are those brushes? Look at the hair dryers, all of that kind of stuff. But did you always feel pressure to try and look good all of the time, knowing that you're on TV and there's so many cameras around?
I'm not going to lie. I think being a girl and being aware that you're being filmed 24/7, in the beginning, maybe you might be a bit more intentional, even like going to bed as well. I think I'll go to bed, try and like make sure my hair looks cute and certain things. But it just depends. I think after a while, being there for so long, you do kind of maybe just accept that this is just the circumstance and try and look good, but don't dwell on it for like the whole day.
Yeah, yeah. What's life like outside the villa now? Has it changed much? Have you got a move to London happening? All of that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. So life has been very chaotic. I feel like for me, flying to London, flying to America, back to Ireland, everything has just been busy, busy, busy. Will I move to London? I think so. I feel like right now, because I'm having to fly back from Ireland to London so much, it kind of, in a way, makes sense maybe to like, see what London could offer, even on a temporary basis.
Yeah.
And just seize this moment in time.
What's been the weirdest DM or message that you've gotten since leaving the show? Have you had any celebrities slide into your DMs maybe?
Oh, I wish. No. Okay, do you know what? Technically I have, but not like, not proper celebrities. I'm not celebrities. I'm like, yes, come to my DMs. So I think I had a celebrity. He technically is a celebrity. Like he messaged me yesterday or something. He was trying to get me to promote something. I don't know what it was. So it was just like, is this your way to move to me? Or are you actually trying to get me to promote something?
Yeah, you're like, are you inviting me out for dinner? Are we going to go on a coffee date? Or are you just asking me to sell your product?
It's weird. Like sometimes you don't know what is happening. Like you don't know. You're like, okay, are you actually asking me to promote something? Or is this another like pick up live?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to keep us updated on that. Finally, any exciting plans or projects now for the future that we should definitely look out for and for all our listeners to, you know, make sure that they keep an eye on all your socials?
Ooh, okay. Maybe some more TV work. Excellent. Might be in the, okay. Maybe some more TV appearances might be in the work in the near future.
Very good. Yeah. We'll have to keep an eye. Billikis, you did Ireland so proud on Love Island, and we love you for it. And our listeners are giving you so much love. If anybody wants to check out your social media or give you a follow to keep updated on everything you're getting up to, where's the best place to go?
Ooh, okay, so if you want to see more of me, please check out my Instagram at Billikis, TikTok at Billikis Aziz, and YouTube Billikis Aziz.
Oh, brilliant. Billikis, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We wish you all the best for the future. We'll be keeping an eye out for you. And thanks so much for joining me on the Hub on iRadio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.